It's the last day of summer. Autumn officially begins tomorrow, but the nation is in the midst of a mix of seasons, at least according to the thermometer. It is blistering hot in some regions, bitter cold elsewhere, and in some places, the seasons seem to change daily. That's what it's like right now in Utah, where NPR's Howard Berkus lives.
We saw our first autumn leaves 2 weeks ago on a hike in the mountains, where some scrub oak is already fire red. But today, it's all white with snow. Autumn is the time for the first mountain snowfall here in the Rockies, and there was so much of it yesterday that the snowplows rolled out of summer hibernation. A few skiers and snowboarders were close behind, not foolish enough to expect slidable slopes, but filled with hope for an early and heavy winter. It was midsummer hot last week, but this week they drove up to the ski resorts from Salt Lake City, wanting to stand in the snow showers, shoes buried to the ankles, to watch the first flakes begin to build an entire season of snow, what we call the winter snowpack. Where I grew up in Pennsylvania, autumn meant frosted pumpkins, yellow maples, and cider fresh from the mill. There was the smell of burning leaves. Winter had me huddled under the blankets at night, secretly listening to a radio, waiting for the school closure list. Here in the Mountain West, burning is a summer smell from wildfires. Winter is the time to ski with my daughter. I already have her ski pass. We're excited about the first flakes as well. But here, the seasons are all mixed together, sometimes changing daily. And our snow watch isn't a frivolous exercise confined to hopeful school kids, their parents, or adrenaline junkies. It also defies the notion of autumn as the time of harvest. The snow that falls now is more like the sowing of spring seeds, and there's enormous faith in this planting that more will follow. Snow so deep, it buries mountain houses to the eaves. And when it's ready for harvest in the spring, when it melts, it fills reservoirs and irrigation canals. We've had 6 years of drought, so we watch for snow anxiously, with farmers and ranchers, and with city water engineers. It's a critical time, and everyone wonders, will we get enough snow this winter? Will there be enough water next summer? There was so much snow one winter we were skiing in September. There was so much snow melt the next spring, a downtown street became a river, complete with kayakers, sidewalk fishing, and temporary bridges at intersections. It's been a lot drier since. This summer, more and more people ripped out lawns and planted desert plants among gravel and wood chips. Some farmers and ranchers ran out of water long before harvest. That's why there's so much hope invested in the earliest flakes of snow. We foresee next summer in that autumn dusting. But we should be careful. A warming trend is in the forecast. It could be more like summer, this first weekend of autumn, melting any sign of winter and dissipating our hopes for spring. Until the next storm.
NPR's Howard Berkus measures the mountain snowpack near his home in Salt Lake City this September 21st, 2004, the last day of summer.